more majestic and beautiful than I thought it was going to be. And it was just this mind-blowing experience. Like, oh my God, like, this bird lives in New York City.
Now, Ryan and their spouse go birding all the time, planning vacations around what birds they might see. Finches have taken the top spot as Ryan's favorite birds, but the heron has not been forgotten.
Great blue herons still evoke a sense of like excitement and almost nostalgia for my earlier days going birding.
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with a new album just released from B3 player Tony Monaco and harmonica player Hendrik Merkens called Strolling. The track Roz de Cat, guitarist Mark Lucas and drummer Reed Hoysen. Music from singer Kurt Elling before that, from the pen of Paul Simon, An American Tune. That was from Kurt's 2012 album out on Concord Music called 1619 Broadway, The Brill Building Project. And that's a New York City building famous for housing music industry offices and studios where some of the most popular American songs were written. And the set started with a new album from trumpet player Al Muirhead and his quintet, Kelly Jefferson on tenor, Reg Swager on guitar, Neil Swainson on bass, and Jesse Cahill on drums. Music that was recorded during a 2018 tour that saw live recordings in Edmonton and Vancouver. From the album Live from Frankies and The Yardbird, we heard Four Brothers. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's show, along with playlist information, at the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. A set of Latin jazz tracks. We wrapped up with music from percussionist Pancho Sanchez, the track El Sabrosón. I took that off of a compilation that Putumayo put out in 2007. Putumayo presents Latin jazz. Before that, percussionist John Santos and the Machete Ensemble from a two-disc compilation of salsa and Latin jazz called Salsa de la Bahia. We heard Café con Leche, music out of the San Francisco Bay Area. And the set started with music from producer and composer Geraldo Fresina from his album Modern Latin Jazz. We heard Samba Skindim. And that's a two-CD set, compilation of new and previous releases covering a 16-year career of Afro-Cuban and Brazilian influences.
door.